This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first of the three big summer holidays is now history, as is the spring turkey hunt. And we do have some results from that coming up. And we also will be taking a look at some terrific fishing coming on in Illinois' three big Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, as with several of the recent spring turkey hunts, Illinois' 2015 hunt was significantly influenced by the early spring weather. This time, however, it was good weather that positively impacted hunter success rates. Following the nearly five-week 2015 season that concluded on May 14th in the North Zone and May 7th in the South Zone, Illinois hunters bagged an unofficial total of 14,999 wild turkeys. The 2015 total compares with the statewide harvest of 13,514 in 2014. The state preliminary total includes the youth turkey harvest of 896 birds, compared with the youth season of 781 turkeys in 2014. Now, the record spring season harvest occurred in 2006 with a total of 16,605 birds. During this record year, harvests were 6,530 in the South Zone and 10,075 in the North Zone. Turkey hunters this spring took a preliminary total of 6,387 wild turkeys during all segments of the South Zone season, and a slight increase. This was a slight increase in harvest of 6,184 last year in the South. The North Zone preliminary harvest total of 8,612 wild turkeys was considerably higher than the 2014 total of 7,330. Now, according to forest wildlife biologist Paul Shelton, turkey hunters in the North Zone, particularly in West Central Illinois, benefited from improved turkey reproductive success during the spring of 2014. And this was evident, he says, from the improved harvest numbers in those areas and a higher proportion of jakes in the harvest than we've seen in many years. Now, interestingly, the early harvest figures show one local county, Macoupin, among a handful of counties listed in the top five North Zone top producing counties. The top counties for spring harvest in the South Zone for 2015 were Jefferson with 433, Pope with 366, Marion with 333, Union with 312, and Randolph with 300. The top five North counties, North Zone counties for spring turkey harvest this year were Joe Davies with 601, Fulton with 401, Adams with 389, Pike with 341, and Macoupin with 328. Locally, only Madison County lies in the South Zone. Calhoun, Green, Macoupin, Morgan, and Jersey, and many others fall in the state's northern zone. Most biologists are hopeful that the good spring weather will help turkeys rebound in some areas where populations have declined somewhat. Here in the WSMI area, hunters could see a major increase in numbers next year. Another long-term key to improving wild turkey populations will be wildlife habitat, particularly for nesting and brood-rearing habitat. This year, spring turkey hunting was open in 100 of Illinois' 102 counties. The 2015 seasons were April 6th to May 7th in the South Zone and April 13th to May 14th in the North Zone. The spring youth turkey season was March 28th and 29th in the South Zone and April 4th and 5th in the North Zone. Bagging a larger number of birds last year, Macoupin County hunters finished among the state's best. Here, hunters bagged 328 birds compared to 259 a year ago. The Greene County harvest was also up, 165 birds compared to last year's 149. Calhoun County hunters actually witnessed a slight improvement in hunting success this year. The Calhoun County harvest climbed from last year's 196 to 201 this spring. Jersey County hunters bagged 184 birds, up by 42 from last year. Madison County hunters actually experienced similar success. Here, the harvest climbed only slightly from 226 birds to 246 this year. Morgan County hunters also found much better hunting success, bagging a total of 210 birds, up from the 138 last spring. And the story was slightly disappointing in Montgomery County, where hunters harvested 183 birds, down only six from 2014. And Illinois hunters will have two more opportunities this year to capture their Thanksgiving meal. The fall turkey hunt begins October 1st statewide. That's the archery hunt. And the fall firearm turkey season in select counties begins October 24th. So there's plenty more hunting opportunities. And that pretty much tells the story for turkey hunting. Fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs keeps getting better. I think it's due to the warming waters, and I think things are just beginning to happen now, and these lakes are going to really turn on in the next week or two. Starting at the lakes at the bottom of the state, at Wren Lake, largemouth bass are currently rated good. They're being caught on plastic worms, black and blue jigs, minnows, and spinner baits. Try fishing in the shallow bays near brush cover and bushes. You can also fish around the bridges and along the rocks. Reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam. And the crappie bite, it still remains good. Jigs are working very well. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs, small and medium minnows, as well as mealworms yielding some fish. Lately, many fishermen have been fishing in the bushes. Try fishing the main lake drop-off areas. Try the Gun Creek area. From shore, fish near structures. The hot spots are the Jackie Branch, Sandusky area, Sailboat Harbor, Markham Coves, and Ina Boat Ramp. And the bluegill bite, still rated only fair right now, but it's turning on. Crickets, worms, and waxworms, mealworms, small jigs, all yielding good catches. Fishes in the backs of the necks or the flat shallow banks and on the rocks. Try fishing shallow with crickets, worms, or small jigs. And from the shore, you might try the Sailboat Harbor. And as you might expect, channel catfish are really heating up down there. They're rated excellent on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. Leeches on trot lines was hot this past weekend, along with the commercial baits on rod and reel. Try the Waltonville Dam, the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and North Sandusky Day Use areas. And the white bass, they're only rated fair at this time. Jig and curly tail grubs, inline spinners yielding some fish. Fish in the shallow bays near brushy cover and bushes. Fish around the rocks and the drop-offs. Reports of fish are coming in from around the 154 bridges. And at Carlisle Lake, Illinois' largest lake, we're certainly seeing some fairly good fishing right now. The catfish bite is rated fair to good. Cut bait, leeches, and cheese bait yielding some of the better action. Crappie are rated excellent. They're coming in now in good numbers, being caught in about 1 to 1.5 feet of water. They're catching on minnows and tube jigs, and the poor white bass action is still not turned on. They're just not seeing a whole lot of action from the whites in the lake right now. The best bet for whites has been in the river. And the sauger bite, it's also poor right now, poor to fair. Only sauger has been coming from the river. Fishing in the spillway, however, has been a bit better. Fair catfish action has been reported on cheese baits, cut shad, and leeches. Bluegill action has also been fair on waxworms and mealworms. Crappie bite has been good, seeing some nice crappie coming from the spillway on minnows and tube jigs. The sauger bite has been good in the tailwaters. Sauger active and being caught on a variety of types of late methods. And the good white bass action continues. White bass are being caught on curly tails and swimming minnows. And at Lake Shelbyville, crappie continue to be the best catcher, catching lots of crappie. The lake is about 6 inches under summer pool. The water temperatures are running about 71 degrees. Rain is in the forecast, so overcast skies should make it possible to get out and get shallow for the walleye. Try using a blade bait or jig spinners with a twister tail on it. Try casting up on the shallow flats. That has been yielding some walleye action. They're also pulling bottom bouncers and spinner rigs along the ledges and catching crappie, white bass, and walleye. And they're drifting minnows over the main lake deep brush about 12 to 15 feet. This week has been particularly good for pulling spinners over the lake and experimenting on where you can get by with without getting snagged. The fish are staged just outside the deep brush on the main lake, and this method is a deadly method for that type of action. Line counter reels can help. Spinners, try using spinners and through anything once, and if you know exactly how deep they're running, you can get them down to about 1 mile an hour on an ounce and a half a bottom bouncer. 18 feet of line will run you about 10 foot deep, and that will get you a bunch of fish. So there's lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. Good crappie fishing at all three lakes. Catfishing is turning on. So lots of things happening, and I think we're going to have another good week of good fishing action at all our local lakes, as well as the big three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us at this time at the next week at this same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting. I'm Kurt Hicken.